Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And let me mention this to you. United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. And by the way, want to mention this. There's a joint statement that's going to be released by the City of Cleveland and the Browns, and it regards, of course, the First Energy Stadium renovations, and that is coming up with Mayor Frank Jackson. As we understand it, the press conference is going to be at 3 p.m., so what, about 20 minutes from now? It'll be City Hall in the City Hall, where is it, in the City Hall Red Room? Yeah. Okay, so that'll be there, and we'll see what the announcement is from that, but it's clearly, we have no tip-off as to what that information is. We knew they were having some intense meetings between the Browns and the city, but they're going to make a joint announcement at 3 p.m., so if you're getting together to make an announcement, hopefully it's a good thing. Hopefully whatever was needed to be resolved had to be resolved. And this whole project, this whole thing has been moving at a very fast pace.
Absolutely, very fast pace. And hopefully this is what, you know, we're going to get the announcement that things are going to move ahead forward for the renovations at First Energy Stadium. And again, you can get all that information at clevelandbrowns.com. Go to the microsite for the First Energy Modernization Project and check that out and see the renderings yourself. It is going to be pretty impressive. Massive new video boards, better LED boards around the stadium, better sound system, basically everything that you would hope can happen. And again, you can get that either via clevelandbrowns.com or by going directly to the microsite itself, firstenergystadiumproject.com.
All right, Gerard Cherry will join us, we hope, in a little bit. We're trying to connect with him, we hope, shortly. In the meantime, do we have a caller on the line?
We have no callers.
No callers.
But we
have, how about tweetage?
We got tons of tweets here.
Let's go.
Tons of tweets. Let's get a little tweetage on CBD.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let's get the growls out. You can tweet at us at Browns_daily. In response to Robert and Moreland Hills from earlier in the show, Trucker Dave at Dave Zamora. If you guys, now I'm going to do it the way Robert would, if you guys are such shills and you mislead us, if you mislead us fans, why does the creepy dude still listen?
Oh man, yeah, no, I don't. That's a good question. Well, I'm glad he does listen. We don't expect, by the way, this just in, we don't expect every listener to like us. I hope they listen. For sometimes they listen because they don't like somebody, but you listen to hopefully be informed. At the end of it all, you know, you listen for whatever reason you listen for. We can't please them all. We'll try. What else you got?
From Joseph San Juan, this week is a bigger game than I assume last week in terms of this team's progress and leadership. Hashtag beat the Steelers.
I don't disagree with that because it's going to show the ability to bounce back after what was a very difficult and disappointing loss. It would also, a victory this week ensures that the Browns have held serve in the AFC North. They will have beaten both. They will have beaten the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers all at home, saying you can't come in to our house and beat us in this division. And I think that would be a powerful message as well. And it would also say for the first time in a long time that the Browns are on the level with everybody in the division. And if they can clean up some of the things that allowed the Bengals to beat them, there's no reason why in 2014 they can't win this division.
All right, we are going to have Gerard Cherry join us shortly. Again, it is a Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, glad you're hanging out with us right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Laura always looks like she just walked.